This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There for the 20th of March, 2020. Since I last offered you this program, what is actually out there has changed, and yet much of it has not changed. So this week, instead of recommending concerts or theater or movies, I'm going in a new direction. As we know all too well, in the mad rush to see all the cool entertainment and art out there, it's easy to run out of time for some really simple pleasures. So I've got three of them to talk about. And first, I want to acknowledge that we know these things already. It's just that we or I can use a reminder or an affirmation now and then. Last night, I took a walk to Chetsamoka Park at twilight. I continued along the beach to Hudson Point, where it was quiet enough to hear the waves lapping on the shore. I saw one great blue heron wading in the water, and then another one appeared on the wing, and they both flew off together into the sunset. So I invite you to go on a walk to your nearby park or beach, at low tide, at sunrise, or at dusk, or at any time you need some inspiration. And as you're staying at least 6 feet away from people, wave and say hello. Just my suggestion for a moment of connection. Now, earlier this week, the National Park Service lifted entrance fees. So if you want to go for a drive to Olympic or even farther afield, that is available. Me, I'd rather visit a park I can walk to save the gas money and the carbon. Meanwhile, indoor group exercise is also happening. The Madrona Mind Body Institute and Mystic Monkey Yoga, both in Port Townsend, are among the places offering online classes. So visit their websites for information. Reduced fees are available. And then there are some righteous podcasts. I recommend two, The Moth Radio Hour and Modern Love. These are story slams from around the country and love stories of all stripes, and they will rock your world. Do a search on the internet and you will find the path to each weekly podcast. As we all know, the internet is ablaze with things to read and do and comment on. There is a whole new ocean of noise out there now. But what if we gave ourselves a break from it all? To breathe a deep breath? That's harder than it sounds, I know. But the benefits of exchanging a social media session for a stroll outside or a little bit of yoga tend to ripple out in a nice way. At the same time, I want to acknowledge that this whole situation is causing many of us to suffer from loss of income, from worry, and from isolation. In this message, I do not discount any of that. So here is an excerpt from a poem that's been circulating this week. It's an imagined letter to the world. Stop, just stop. Bring the supersonic high-speed merry-go-round to a halt. Stop the planes, the trains, the schools, the malls, the meetings, the frenetic, furied rush of illusions and obligations that keep you from hearing our single and shared beating heart, the way we breathe together in unison. Folks, thanks for listening. I'm wishing you fresh air, exercise, and strength. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz, and that is What's Out There.